KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, less humid today, a high of 81. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones Wednesday evening during the city council meeting issued a reminder to residents and business owners alike about improper placement of signs on city right-of-ways and parking lots.
We harp and harp about signs out in the parking, and we got some repeat offenders and people with street signs, yard signs, go post them on the buildings, and they just look garbage. So I talked to Mr. Erickson today, and I think what they're going to start doing is, police, and they're, you know, when they're not really that busy, they're going to get some slack time. They're going to start, just pick them up and bring them to the police department. If you want to come get your sign back, you can pay the fine.
He hinted that two businesses, one on each side of the town, are among those who are repeat offenders with regard to signs and parking areas. In his report to the council, City Administrator John Lund said they're moving forward with plans for a mandatory citywide garbage or refuse service.
Really cracking down and examining the mandatory garbage service and planning for the landfills per capita stuff. I think it's something that needs to move forward, but the fact that you're going to be integrating two private businesses to make and adjusting the way they operate, and the fact that we'll be charging all Atlantic residents for a service, I mean, that's a major undertaking. There's a lot of research that needs to go into that before it actually gets implemented.
Lund said also he's anticipating a big deduction from the state in the form of local option sales tax receipts, or LOST. He said the numbers coming down from the state are very bad, and that he may recommend a revised allocation resolution in December.
Everything always depends on what a reconciliation check is. We get, with the way LOST works is that we get a check every month from the state, and it follows an allocation formula of 95% of what they think we would get. It's not the actual amount they're collecting. And then the following November, they will adjust everything and reconcile it, and then we get that an extra check in November. And that check has been as low as like $10,000 and has been high as almost $70,000. It makes a big difference on how everything goes.
Right now, he says it appears as though the lost funds will be anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000 less than anticipated, or around $60,000 instead of $70,000. Lund said he intends to make sure the Community Promotion Commission and the parks are getting the funds they were anticipating. Some of the revenue from lost to the street fund could be decreased to compensate for any shortage. And according to Lund, that shouldn't affect that particular fund, the street fund that is, with the money still needs to be drawn down from bond funding. Well, after a couple of public meetings on how Atlantic should celebrate its 150th anniversary as a city in 2018, a committee has decided on a plan. City Clerk Barb Barrick says,
we sat down and we decided on a theme for each month. We'll start in December with the mayor making a proclamation at the Christmas parade. And then in January, we'll kick things off with a different theme each month. They're just suggested themes if groups or organizations want to build their activities around those themes. But we'll be celebrating something different each month.
City Hall will be the point of contact for getting events on the calendar. Barb also said there's a Facebook page that debuted on Wednesday.
It is called Atlantic Sesquicentennial. So if you're a Facebook guru, that's going to be your best place to keep up-to-date information on that.
And you can just type in Atlantic space SES in the Facebook search bar to locate and like their page instead of typing out sesquicentennial for those of you that are challenged with that particular word. Also in the news, a call Tuesday morning about a disturbance in Minden resulted in the arrest of a woman on a warrant for parole violation. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reports 22-year-old Ashley Nicole Duncan of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 10:15 a.m. and held in the Pott County Jail for other authorities. And while Nebraska and other states are getting a lot of attention as prime spots to view next week's solar eclipse, some are drawing attention to a sliver of Iowa's southwestern corner. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources Parks Bureau says that at 1:05 p.m. Monday, the 582-acre area of Fremont County will be in the path of the total eclipse for 32 seconds. Matt Moles of the Bureau said that area includes parts of Waubonsie State Park. Moles said the department will mow that area and will hand out 150 solar glasses and hot dogs for viewers. Shuttles will also take people from the Marnie Simmons Elementary School in Hamburg and a Fremont County Historical Museum in Sydney to the site. Shuttle seats, glasses, and food will be given on a first-come, first-served basis. In the funeral announcements, Darlene Hansen, age 90, of Harlan, died Monday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Darlene Hansen will be this morning at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Irwin. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Beryl Arthur Pollan, age 96, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Beryl Pollan will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Jenny Rose Samuel Miller, age 99, of Stewart, died August the 4th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A graveside service for Jenny Miller will be held August 28th at 2 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Lacey Corina Dills, age 36, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died July 31st. Memorial services for Lacey Dills will be held August 29th at 10:30 a.m. at the Shelby United Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kevin Kanan, age 55, of Atlantic, has died. Funeral services for Kevin Kanan are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Vanetta Lynch Hilgren, age 89, of Des Moines, died Tuesday at her home. A private service will be held in her honor. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is assisting the family of Vanetta Hilgren. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.